Blog. Security Advisory, CVE 2026-81934. Update 9-1-2026. Following further review, the public CVE record for CVE 2026-81934 was updated to reflect a revised CVSS score of 7.5 high. What happened? RDS identified and remediated a use-after-free vulnerability in TLS pending data processing. Under specific conditions, an authenticated attacker could trigger the flaw and potentially execute remote code. What is the severity? The initial public CVE record assigned this vulnerability a CVSS score of 9.8, critical. RDS assesses the vulnerability as high, with a CVSS v40 score of 7.5, CVSS 4.0/avaach/at/pr/luinvchvihvahsc/nsi/nsan. RDS's assessment reflects the authenticated access, broad permissions, coordinated TLS sessions, precise runtime conditions, and target-specific adaptation required for successful exploitation. RDS has contacted the assigning organization and requested that it review the published score. We will update this advisory if the public record changes. How can you protect your RDS instance? Upgrade to a fixed release as soon as practical. Restrict RDS network access to trusted clients, enforce strong authentication and least privilege ACLs, and remove unnecessary access to client kill, Lua scripting, PubSub, and associated keys or channels. RDS should never be exposed directly to the internet. How can I remediate? Fixed RDS open source releases are 8.10.1, 8.8.2, 8.6.6, 8.4.6, 8.2.9, 7.4.11, 7.2.16, and 6.2.24. Fixed RDS software builds are 8.20.46, 8.0.2096, 7.22.2179, and 7.86.303. RDS Cloud Essentials subscriptions have been patched. Remediation of RDS Cloud Pro subscriptions is underway. Customers who require expedited maintenance should contact their technical account manager. As of August 27, 2026, RDS is not aware of active exploitation in customer environments. Get started with RDS today. Speak to a RDS expert and learn more about enterprise-grade RDS today.